We are pleased to bring in right now from NFL Network. He is a former general manager for the Washington Redskins, the Houston Texans, someone I've known for many, many years and kind enough to take some time with us today, Charlie Casserly. Charlie, how are we doing?
Good afternoon, man. How you doing?
Doing great. So let's get to the heart of free agency, Charlie. As you look at it from a big picture perspective, what do you see out there? Because every year we see teams overpay for players who underproduce. Are you sort of seeing this free agency crop as kind of similar to past years?
Well, I think every year you have different strengths. I think the biggest difference this year is there's more money available because of the jump in the cap. So I think you're going to see some spending that you haven't seen in the last couple of years, and that will help the second level and third level players probably a little bit more. But I think the strength to me is the offensive tackle position. That's where I think you've got some players. And ironically, that's also one of the strengths in this year's draft.
From your understanding of Mike Pettine's system, would you say that Jarius Byrd, more of a coverage ball-hawking safety, is a better fit relative to T.J. Ward?
I'd say the first thing is, if you go back to his system, the way it was in with the Jets, corners were a priority there.
Yep.
So let's get corners, let's play mass. That's number one. Interestingly, Buffalo re-signed Aaron Williams to a four-year contract. It's certainly less money than what Byrd wants, but in a sense, he might be a cover safety, meaning a man-to-man guy, which Ward isn't, and really Byrd isn't. That may be the guy they'd rather have in their system. And of course, Byrd is asking for, you know, a lot of money, maybe $9 million a year. There are going to be other priorities for the Browns and other teams that might be a luxury in signing a $9 million safety.
Which brings us to our question of the day here on the show, which is a good one. One of the things we talked about is four people in this free agency period. Is it more of a priority to get a safety, Byrd or Ward, or to go after a corner like a guy, Sam Shields of the Green Bay Packers at 26, who would be a good fit in the press man scheme you talked about? So would you, in your mind, that's more the direction you think the Browns are likely to allocate those big resources in free agency?
Well, I can't tell you what they're going to do, but the corner is a more valuable position in their scheme than the safety.
Yeah, that is a great point. And they have a very good one in Joe Hayden, but they definitely have to get a compliment there. Charlie, I want to talk about quarterbacks with you. And as you assess the ones in this draft and the so-called big three of Teddy Bridgewater, Blake Bortles, and Johnny Manziel, how do you see them fitting in, one of them perhaps with this football team in particular, but in general, is there still a clamor? Because it seems like since the combine, there's been less enthusiasm about those guys being taken in the top five or even maybe top ten of this draft.
Well, I think a couple of things there. People are looking at them and they're not seeing true elite quarterbacks. Okay, that's number one. I thought it was interesting. Jimmy Garoppolo at Eastern Illinois had a workout at Northwestern. At least this was published in the papers today. Jim Harbaugh was there and Houston was represented. Well, not sure why Jim Harbaugh would be there, other than he's in the back of his mind, we're not going to pay Kaepernick $18 million. Let's go find another quarterback, and we'll find a way to win with him. That's just, you know, I have no idea, but clearly they're looking for another quarterback if he's going to do that. And Houston might be saying, you know what, if we take Clowney with the top pick, who's going to be available at the beginning of the second round at quarterback for us? So that could be Garoppolo, and I like Garoppolo. He's guy's a terrific player. He can live with his arm strength. Well, Bridgewater is the most consistent to me as far as accuracy and decision-making, but not elite. Bortles, to me, has the biggest upside because of the arm strength and athletic ability. Manziel, go put him over in another dugout, okay? I have no idea what to do with him. He's a street player who's a runaround guy, no pocket presence, takes off when things are wide open. He's a playmaker in college. You have a lot of work to do with him. So, you know, that's going to be... A coordinator is really going to have to understand what he's getting, and everyone's going to have to be patient with him. And, you know, this guy might be Tony Romo for you.
Charlie, thank you so much for your insight and your time. And, folks, for all the latest news and analysis leading up to the draft, visit NFL.com/CFB and follow them on Twitter at NFL_CFB. And, Charlie, you can catch them on the NFL Network on Free Agency Frenzy starting Tuesday, March 11th, Wednesday, March 12th, beginning each day at 10 a.m. Charlie, thanks. Great stuff.
Hey, great to be with you now. Thank you.
Thanks, Charlie.